大家好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello everyone, I'm Jody. Welcome to American Cafe.
Jody, 你有没有听到什么奇怪的声音啊？
What noise?
哎，是不是你的手机？
I don't have a cell phone.
可是我看到你书包里好像有什么东西在动，是不是？Jody, 你说实话，你的书包里是不是有只猫啊？
杨晨, keep your voice down. No one has to know. What I mean is, don't let the cat out of the bag.
Get it? Jody, 我知道那个习惯用语 let the cat out of the bag, 意思是泄露了秘密。可是我要说的是人家不许带动物进来。
Look, it's a nice day, and Miss Kitty needs some fresh air.
哎，我倒奇怪，你为什么这么喜欢小动物呢？
Miss Kitty is a wonderful companion who gives unconditional love.
Oh, Jody, 我实在是没法理解你。
If you think I'm bad, wait until you meet Heidi Holtz. She really loves animals. Now, let's meet Heidi.
My name is Heidi Holtz, and I love animals. They're just the most wonderful companions. They never ask anything of you. They love you unconditionally. When I come home in the evening, I know that nobody else in the world will ever be as happy to see me as my dog.
哇，看来 Heidi 的确是比你还要狂热。不过他刚才说他每天晚上回家都觉得世界上没有任何人会像他那条宠物狗一样那么热情地迎接他回来。我想啊，那一定是那条狗正好肚子饿了吧。
Oh, it's more than an empty stomach. Heidi's pets are happy to see her for more than just food.
Pets? 你是说他还有别的宠物啊？
Oh yeah, Heidi has a dog, 3 cats, 2 gerbils,which are similar to mice, and 3 fish.
Mice! 老鼠啊!
No, I said gerbils, which are like mice. Gerbils are a very common pet for American children, Yang Chen.
我知道, gerbil 就是沙鼠, 可是依我看呢, 任何像老鼠的东西, 它就是老鼠。不过我想到一个问题, 那 Heidi 她养这么多的宠物, 那她不是要花很多钱给他们买食物吗?
It costs Heidi about $50 a month and about an hour a day in time. Again, here's Heidi.
I have 3 cats, a dog, 2 gerbils, they're like mice, and 3 fish. I would guess it probably costs about $50 a month to feed them and maybe an hour a day taking care of them.
你说这个 Heidi, 她又是养猫养狗养沙鼠还养鱼。可见他真的是对动物有很深的感情。那你说他是不是从小就和动物打交道呢？
Oh, funny you should ask. Heidi grew up on a 6-acre farm with all kinds of animals, from common pets like dogs and cats, to horses and kangaroos, and even monkeys.
真的？还有人把袋鼠和猴子当宠物啊？
Now, let's hear it straight from the horse's mouth.
你严肃一点好不好？
Okay. I don't want to be accused of beating a dead horse, that's for sure.
Jody!
Okay, I'm sorry. Again, here's Heidi.
I grew up with a lot of pets. When I was small, we had 6 acres in Florida. We had everything from horses to kangaroos. We even had lemurs, which are a type of monkey.
有一点呢，我的确是可以理解，动物给人的爱是无条件的。
Exactly. Unconditional love. But it's so easy to get attached to an animal. Heidi, in fact, got so attached to a cat that she found in China that she brought it back to the U.S. with her.
真的?她从中国带回来一只猫啊?
Yeah. She found the cat on the street and took it to her university dorm room. Heidi got kicked out of her dorm and had to find another place to live.
When I was living in China,I found a kitten on the street and I snuck it into my dorm room. I got kicked out of the dorm and had to find another place to live, but I kept my kitten. And I brought him back to the U.S. with me.
Wow, 我还真的没见过像 Heidi 这么爱动物如命的人啊。
And why not? They're just so lovable and fun. Aren't you, Miss Kitty? Here, do you want to hold Miss Kitty?
Put the cat back in the bag. Get it?
Hey, you made a funny. Thanks for joining us at American Cafe. See you next time.
谢谢大家收听美语咖啡屋，我们下次节目再见。
If we could talk to the animals, learn their languages, maybe take an animal to Greece. We'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig and flea. We would converse in polar bear and python, and we would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people asked us, can you speak a rhinoceros? We'd say, of course, us. Can't you? If we conferred with our furry friends, man to animal.